Good morning and welcome in to another installment of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. And in studio, Dr. Beth joins us once again on a Monday morning. How are we doing today?
I'm good, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing well, as we've made it to May, and it's a mental health month. And this whole month, we've got kind of a series of topics tied into that.
Exactly. Ways that we can stay healthy or kind of reset ourselves to get back closer to mental health if we come up against a hard thing.
And we're kind of focusing on mental health hacks. I kind of like the way that's phrased, because anybody that sees, you know, like a video with some hacks, some cool things you can do to save some time or, you know, use something in a different way that's positive and can help your life, you get kind of excited. Ooh, it's like you're a step ahead of the game or something like that.
The idea is to keep it simple. Like, yeah. Let's not reinvent the wheel. Let's do things that we already are doing. And the first one, this first week, we're going to really talk about how our physical health makes a big difference with our mental health. Now, I'm going to go on record first and say, as a clinician, I am not a medical doctor. I do not give medical advice. But I can say to people, hey, here's a question you should ask your doctor or your nurse practitioner or your pharmacist or whomever, because we see a lot of things that overlap. But when somebody comes into me, first thing we're checking on is, okay, is there a family history of thyroid or heart disease? Because those feelings that what your body talks to you will give you the sensations of being depressed or anxious, and no amount of clinical social work therapy or psychological therapy is going to fix a heart. Now, it might help with the anxiety around it, but we really need to make sure that the physical health is good. But other things I think that we don't pay attention to is like what we put in our bodies. It's so important that we really eat as close to possible, like whole foods. There's a new book I just heard about called Glucose Revolution, Fruits and Vegetables. I know it's no shock. Our mothers told us that. Our grandmothers told us that. Yeah. Fruits and vegetables, healthy proteins, healthy fats, lots of water. Even when you think you've had enough, drink another glass. And being selective about those carbs and sweets that we put in our body. Because when we put the right stuff in, then our body has the nutrition and the molecules it needs to create that mental, the chemicals that we need in our brain.
Even beyond that, too, physical exercise is big.
Absolutely. You know, endorphins are released. Being outdoors often or using your muscles so that you actually feel your body helps with our mental health. It keeps us engaged in life. So some people like sports, like they want to play like basketball. I hear people like get up early and go to the gym and play a basketball game. No one would want me on their team.
Come on, I've seen you're a great 3-point shooter, right?
Yeah. No, I can't dribble the ball. But anyway, but you know, going for a walk is good. Running is good. Swimming is good. Hiking and anything. Chopping wood. You know, now don't they have those axe throwing contests now too?
I guess. Yeah.
People love them. It makes me scared, but people love them. So I think those things, along with our nutrition, really help a lot as well.
Yeah, it helps keep you active, but the benefit at the end of the night is you can sleep better because you're kind of worn out and you've been busy. And
right.
That's what we want, too.
Because, you know, when we're under stress, we dump cortisol into our body so we can keep going. Cortisol does not let you sleep. You know, it takes a long time to settle down from that. So if we've exercised, we've gotten rid of some of that. We've also gotten rid of some of the, like, extra calories or extra sugar that's in our body so we can settle down. And then it's important to have good sleep habits. You know, we call it sleep hygiene, which always makes you laugh. But, you know, it means have a clean routine. It basically, again, it's what your mother said. Turn off the lights and go to bed. Don't have the TV and radio on that keep you going. Don't read a book. Start a book that's super engaging so you can't set it down. Murder mystery, don't read that at 10 o'clock. Set it up so you can get 8 hours of sleep. Try and get the room temperature to your comfort and the sheets and all the blankets. Make it comfortable so you can actually sleep. Because when you sleep, then your brain regenerates and resets and our bodies are ready to be healthy again. So, again, my role as a therapist is to talk about behavior. If it's medical, get to a medical person. If it's about meds or med interactions, doctors, pharmacists are great. They know all that stuff. Yeah. So there's lots of hacks, shortcuts.
Yeah, off to a good start for this important month of May. And as with this topic or anything else that we've discussed on the show, You can find out more at safeharboril.com. You can call 630-466-8657. You can send an email to Beth Placetka, LCSW at safeharboril.com. You can listen to past shows on the website as well. And we hope you can join us again next week for another installment of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.